Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Good morning. Let's see if I can get this set right. There we go. Good morning. Let me see if it's... seems to be awfully dark here today. Let's see if I can do something about that. Probably not. Okay, we'll just leave it like that. Good morning, everybody. We're in the Catholic Catechism today, and we're in Cocoa Beach, Florida still. And we're in paragraph 156. Faith and understanding. Hi, Pat. Good morning, Dan. What moves us to believe is not the fact that revealed truths appear as true and intelligible in the light of our natural reason. We believe because of the authority of God Himself, who reveals them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. So although we can believe because it makes sense, we need to believe because God said so. I know one of the things I used to, when I was a kid, I'd ask my dad, can I do this? No. Why? Because I said so. I think it's a real good lesson in life to learn to sometimes just submit to God because you know that it's revealed truth and that He said so. To believe because He said so. But also, faith and understanding go hand in hand. But it's like, it's faith that seeks understanding. It's not, it might start out with understanding seeking faith. But eventually, once you've come to the realization of who God is and the truth of His Word, then that really opens up your heart to really begin to understand because then it's faith seeking understanding. Good morning, Jack Brennan. What moves us to believe is not the fact that revealed truths appear as true and intelligible, because they do, in light of our natural reason. We believe because of the authority of God Himself, who reveals them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. Good morning, Lisa. So that the submission of our faith might nevertheless be in accordance with reason. God willed that external proofs of His revelation should be joined to the internal helps of the Holy Spirit. Good morning, Karen. Thus, the miracles of Christ and the saints, the prophecies and the church's growth and holiness, and her fruitfulness and stability are the most certain signs of divine revelation. So what is the most certain sign? Good morning, Frank. Say aloha to Frankie for us. Thus, the miracles of Christ and the saints, the prophecies, the church's growth and holiness, and her fruitfulness and stability are the most certain signs of divine revelation, adapted to the intelligence of all. They are motives for credibility, motiva credibilitatis, which show that the ascent of faith is by no means a blind impulse of the mind. So, you look at the Catholic Church and you see, I love to read history of the Church, and you see all of the attacks that have come upon it from within and from without. And yet it's the longest sustained living human organization in the world, formal organization. The family is the original organization. Faith is certain. Faith is certain. It is more certain than all human knowledge because it is founded on the very Word of God, who cannot lie. Remember, Jesus, God said, I cannot lie. And who is a liar? Satan, Jesus said, Satan is the father of lies. Lying didn't exist until Satan, in his freedom of will, chose to lie. The biggest lie that he thought he could believe in is that he could be greater than God. God cannot lie. It's against his nature, and he can't deny his nature. It is more certain than all human knowledge because it is founded on the very word of God, who cannot lie. To be sure, revealed truths can seem... Oh, by the way, you can't lie to God either. You can't fool God. To be sure, revealed truths can seem obscure to human reason. We can fool ourselves. We can fool ourselves. I think atheists do a really great job of this because they're fighting, they're resisting this upward yearning in their heart. And they keep trying to not deny God and try to deny that yearning that they have in their heart. And we can fool ourselves, we can lie to ourselves that the Ten Commandments, you know, the moral teaching of the church, it's something we can just wink at because God's so merciful, he'll forgive me anyway. That's not faith, that's presumption. That's a very dangerous way to live. So faith is certain. It is more certain than all human knowledge because it is founded on the very word of God, who cannot lie. To be sure, revealed truths can seem obscure to human reason and experience, but the certainty that the divine light gives is greater than that which the light of natural reason gives. 10,000 difficulties do not make one doubt. That's John Henry Cardinal Newman in his Apologia Pro Vita Sua in 1878. That was what he wrote. It's a beautiful thing. You should read it. Why he became a Catholic, why he left the British, I guess, Episcopalian faith and became a Catholic. Right, Jack, it's not just 10 suggestions. By the way, the next cruise retreat that we're doing is in December. And yes, Frank, we got his address. We'll be sending Frankie out a gift. There was another man who was watching this show with his son a couple weeks ago. We sent a gift off to him too. I think it's so cool when you see fathers with their children watching the catechism. But we are going to be having our Ocean Sunrise cruise retreat the first weekend in December. I'm going to finalize it soon. I've got a speaking engagement around the same time, so I got to verify everything's going to come together fine. But we're going to go on a nice 5-day cruise. We're going to be going to places where you can get right off the boat and go swim, be in the warm waters as the winter begins to take on. And we're going to be, and this is called, this cruise retreat is going to be called the Commandments. We're going to be going through the Ten Commandments. And when we study them in the catechism, you know there are a lot more deep depth to them than you can imagine. So faith seeks understanding. It is intrinsic to faith that a believer desires to know better the one in whom he has put his faith and to understand better what he has revealed. A more penetrating knowledge will in turn call forth a greater faith, increasingly set afire by love. The more you know God, the more you love him. There's that old song, to know you is to love, love, love you, and I do. I've got all these books here wanting to know more about the truth of God. And I have, of course, the catechism in the Bible, and I have this chair here that I sit in and maybe have a cigar and just seek God's face in the evenings, in the early morning hours too. You know, there's a hunger in man for truth. We want to know the truth. What makes the world work? What makes my drill work? What makes my iPhone work? What makes my heart work? You know, we want to know the truth. But the ultimate truth seeking is to seek God. So he has revealed a more penetrating knowledge will in turn call forth a greater faith, increasingly set afire by love. The grace of faith opens the eyes of your hearts. Good morning, Frank. Oh, there, it's Frank. It's the same Frank, sorry. Yes, we have, we do have your address. We do have your address. Okay, so let's see. The grace of faith opens the eyes of your hearts to a lively understanding of the contents of revelation, that is, of the totality of God's plan and the mysteries of faith, of their connection with each other and with Christ, in the center of the revealed mystery. So again and again in the catechism, we're Christocentric. It's all about Jesus. Jesus is the center of our faith. The same Holy Spirit constantly perfects faith by his gifts. so that revelation may be more and more profoundly understood. In the words of St. Augustine, I believe in order to understand, and I understand the better to believe. Long Ride Home coffee cups still available at our store. By the way, if you haven't visited the deepadventure.com web store lately, we got a lot of really cool stuff there. We really went out of our way to get some really, really cool stuff, so you should check it out. So Augustine said it, I believe in order to understand, and I understand to better to believe. Faith and science. So how do you like that sunrise, you guys? Maybe I can stand more over here, I don't know. I guess I'm gonna block it for a while. Though faith is above reason, there can never be any real discrepancy between faith and reason. As John Paul II said, faith and truth go hand in hand like the two wings of an eagle. Since the same God who reveals mysteries and infuses faith has bestowed the light of reason on the human mind, God cannot deny himself, nor can truth ever contradict truth. So I don't know why there are people see scientists, people think, well, you either got to believe in science or believe in God, but who do you think created the world and created the science? Oh, Jack, if that's true, have her re-contact me by email so I can see about that other ring. I'm not sure during the holidays if things went a little bit awry, so let me find out about that, okay? If she didn't get the second ring, let us know. You can personal message me about it. It's really cool. He's talking about, we have a St. Benedict exorcism ring. You can order through our website. Just give us your ring size and we can get it to you. Consequently, methodical research in all branches of knowledge, provided it is carried out in a truly scientific manner and does not override moral laws, can never conflict with the faith. Because the things of the world and the things of faith derive from the same God. The humble and persevering investigator of the secrets of nature is being led, as if it were by the hand of God, in spite of himself, for it is God, the conserver of all things, who made them what they are. I remember when St. Pope John Paul II was speaking at a university in Europe, he told them, if you keep seeking truth, eventually you'll find God. And I think, and he meant that, if you're seeking a degree in economics, if you're seeking a degree in mathematics, if you're seeking a degree in languages, all that truth eventually leads you to the wonder of the truth of God. I'll let you enjoy the sunrise. Beautiful morning. Beautiful sunrise. Have a beautiful day, everybody. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.